Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, 17 people have died with flu so far this season, with 62 patients admitted to intensive care units here. Today, the World Health Organization confirmed that flu rates in the country are quite high. Ireland is identified as one of six European countries which has recorded an over 50% positive rate in flu for those tested with symptoms. Now, for more on this, we're joined by Dr. Eamon O'Moore, Director of National Protection with the HSE. Good evening to you, Eamon.
Yeah, good evening.
So Ireland, along with the UK, Kyrgyzstan, Montenegro, Serbia and Slovenia, is reporting that over half the patients tested for flu are positive with the virus, but not everybody who gets sick will be tested. So how widely is testing being used, and what can we glean from the tests as to how widely the virus is spreading?
So testing is only used in particular circumstances, usually when there's a need for clinical confirmation to guide clinicians in managing patients. And we were included in that WHO report because actually we have very good surveillance systems, and that allows us to track the impact of infection across our population. So that's a real testimony to the good work that we're doing. But what we're certainly seeing with the flu testing, and particularly looking at people admitted to hospitals, is that, as we've been saying for a while now, we've had a very significant flu wave much earlier this year impacting the country than we might have seen in previous years. We've sort of come forward in time, if you like, by about 2 to 3 weeks compared to the seasonal average. And that sort of uptick of infection has continued at quite a dramatic rate up until last weekend. For week 50, we had over 3,200 cases detected. But more importantly, what that meant was we saw for that same week over 1,800 people attending our emergency departments with diagnosis of flu, and among people hospitalized, we saw over 800 people, and that is a significant burden on the health service, as well as obviously a concern among people due to illness. And what's interesting is that we saw sort of bimodal distribution. In other words, in terms of age, we saw among those people hospitalized, there were two distinct groups, those aged less than 15 years and those aged over 65 years.
Is that different to other years?
No, it's not so different, but it has been noticeable that in this flu wave, we've seen a large number of children and young people. This is not so unusual, because we do see more infection due to social mixing, and we also see at extremes of age, there's more presentation with illness and so on that gets medical attention.
Could I ask, Eamon, just is it worse or just earlier? I looked at the figures for last year. I think around the 12th of December last year, around the 11th of December last year, the HPSC was saying that three people had died from flu. We heard that it was 17 deaths reported this year. So is it worse or just earlier?
So that's a really good question. And the consensus in the WHO and the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control is that in the main, what we're seeing is an impact of an earlier flu season. And that's important because at this time of year, there are particular pressures on healthcare systems. If you get a slightly later flu, you tend to have a degree of emptying of systems in the run-up to and over the Christmas holiday period. So this has sort of landed on us at a time when hospitals and care systems are generally very busy. So the consensus at the moment internationally is that it's not necessarily a more severe flu. And I know some media outlets have called this super flu and so on, but really,
you disagree with that characterization, do you?
I not just me, but I think our colleagues in international public health agencies would probably categorize this as more impacting due to the timing rather than severity. However,
would you regard that kind of labeling, sorry to cut across you, would you regard that as unhelpful labels like super flu?
Well, look, I don't think it's an accurate label, but I think it's really important that we're talking about it, because we've been talking about this for a few weeks now, and that's actually been helpful in bringing this to people's attention so that we can do things that can protect our population, including access to vaccination. And we've seen a significant uptake of the vaccine this year, more than previous years, which is good to see. We've also seen people heeding the messages that we've been given out around infection prevention and control. The top one among them being to stay away from others if you're not well. This is particularly important if you're going to visit relatives in hospitals or care homes at this time of year. Often people do. If you're unwell with respiratory symptoms, please stay away. We're also seeing people adhere to some of the other messages around hand hygiene and respiratory etiquette. And the good news is that all that collective effort, the vaccination, the infection prevention and control efforts, have started to be seen in what we're seeing from our models as shifting the curve a little bit. So we saw revised models from the Health Protection Surveillance Centre come out this week, and it showed that we actually have a narrower band of impact being forecast, and the actual...
Could you just to translate that for listeners, we were told that it would peak in Christmas week and then kind of plateau mm-hmm. into the new year. Are you saying that the peak will be shorter? Is that what you mean by that?
So we're seeing that the range of estimates of impact have been more defined and more narrowly defined. So we had been seeing quite significant estimates of impact that were going into the high thousands per day of admissions. That's now been more narrowly defined to a peak around 800 to 1100 beds occupied by people with influenza per day. Now, that's still a lot, but it's much less than we had been seeing. And the peak is more sharply defined as likely to happen at the last week of December, and then we'll start to tail off, which means that we know we will start to see the end of this wave early in the new year. Now, that's contingent on lots of factors, including all those good things I've been talking about that people continue to do.
Could that picture be improved by a greater vaccine uptake? I see that in some cases there are, you know, walk-in clinics for children's, mixed reports from pharmacies as to, you know, the level of vaccine they have left for children. So what's the picture like there, and how much could it be improved by a greater vaccine uptake?
So there's always room for improvement in our vaccine uptake, but compared to our European cousins, we do very well in Ireland in terms of uptake this year. We've seen the highest level of vaccine uptake among children for a very long time. We've seen over 22% of our children aged 2 to 17 taking up the vaccine. That translates into nearly 250,000 children. In adults over 60, we saw nearly 63%, which represents over 650,000 people. And among people who are particularly vulnerable older people, about 82% of those who are what we call fair deal residents in our care homes have been vaccinated. So that represents a substantive amount of protection offered to the population.
Although relatively low amongst healthcare workers, I think 29% of healthcare workers have got the flu jab. I mean, in terms of leading by example, is there a better way the HSE could improve the uptake amongst healthcare workers as a signal to the rest of the population that they regard it as important?
So certainly all healthcare workers are very mindful of the importance of vaccination. The data is slightly better than you said. From HSE healthcare workers, those for which we've the best information, it's around 31% now, which represents over 35,000.
That was HSPC 35,000. Data that I was quoting at 29%, yes. But the HSE's own data says 31% of its workers.
So this is the most recent data from HPSC. So the HSE only healthcare workers. Because that's 31.2% actually. But we know that there are other healthcare workers that are not represented in this data. And in fact, reports that we've been receiving, collating from around the country, show that there is perhaps better, wider coverage than we have reported in the official stats.
But where should it be at?
So the target for uptake is 75%.
Okay.
So
we're quite
shy
a way off
of that.
Sure.
Yes, absolutely. And there is a gradient across different healthcare groups. But the importance, the central message of vaccination is important for those who are in at-risk groups, particularly that includes healthcare workers. I myself had my vaccine in early October. I got it through my pharmacy. Pharmacies are a really great place that people can access vaccinations. But for healthcare workers, we've been providing them at their places of work. We've been having peer vaccinators, and we've been encouraging healthcare workers to take up the offer. And many, many have.
Okay. Is it free for healthcare workers?
It is indeed.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much to Dr. Eamon O'Moore there, Director of National Protection with the HSE.